Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Money, 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 money. Welcome back. It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. And time now to go out to our Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. That's where we find our guy from the BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Only in Chicago can you have an Ostrowski and a Polinsky talking sports betting on a Wednesday morning.
Gotta love it.
I love it.
Gotta love it, Joe. All right, help us understand, why are the Bears a 1.5 underdogs right now, or has it changed? How can the Colts be favored in this game?
Well, there's, I would say, injury stuff. So it opened at 2.5. The Colts were favored, and now it's down to 1. So money came in on the Bears yesterday. Why is it? Because there's belief in the Bears? Not really. It's more so what's happening on that Colts side. An embarrassing loss for them. Like, you know the game plan going against the Packers. They're going to run the ball all day because they don't have an option. Malik Willis is the quarterback. And they did that, and they did it successfully. Now, back-to-back weeks. Now, for the Bears side, do they have much of a running game? That's certainly in doubt. But no, the injuries are piling up. They lose their best defensive player. DeForest Buckner goes on IR. They already had their best cornerback, Brents, on IR out as well. Defense has looked soft. So it's an interesting matchup of good young quarterbacks here. But, that's why the Colts are favored by a little bit. But, you know, it's hard to come up with a strong case on either side. But, you know, guys, there was a lot of movement just based on what we had with the result on Sunday night in front of the entire country. We had movement in the offensive rookie of the year, and we had some movement in the division, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I was curious, Joe, what this slow offensive start has done to Caleb's rookie of the year odds.
Yeah, so since Caleb was drafted, he was the runaway favorite. There was a big gap between Caleb and everybody else. That was the case throughout training camp. That was the case in weeks 1 and 2. That is no longer the case. Caleb's not the favorite. Caleb was knocked down. He's not the second favorite. He is now the third favorite. Marvin Harrison takes over as the favorite after his performance this week, after, you know, not being involved in the first game. And the second game blows up, couple touchdowns. He's now the favorite. Jaden Daniels is the second favorite. Then you have Caleb. He's 4-1 as the third favorite. And a name that I find intriguing after what we saw Sunday, Malik Nabers is plus 650 after Caleb. I just, because of the 18 targets, and we've seen guys get that New York bump, a lot of voters there. I know he's with Daniel Jones, but it wouldn't surprise me if Malik Nabers stays in this race too. Bo Nix has completely fallen off with his poor performance. But yeah, Caleb falls from the favorite to now third on the list just after 2 games.
All right, Joe, whether it's college or the NFL in week 3, what's the best, what's one of your best bets this weekend?
Well, I would say a couple things that are notable after the first couple of weeks. These huge underdogs continue to hit. So when we've had underdogs of 6 points or more, they are a perfect 8-0 against the spread. I'm not saying that's going to continue. It's just shocking how well these big underdogs have played so far. And history tells us that if, I know it's tough to make these wagers, if you're an 0-2 team, that they do very well against the spread. Last 10 years, those teams have covered 60% of the time. The games that I'm looking at, boy, after Monday night, after the great start with the Saints, now the Eagles are 3-point underdogs against New Orleans. By the way, couldn't the Bears get Kubiak? I mean, I would have liked him as an offensive coordinator. But that's interesting. I think Philly plus 3, we're going to see a better performance, even though it's a shorter week there. The Titans, after Will Levis ruins it again for them, they're a 2.5-point favorite over Green Bay. We see this all the time. Teams rally around the backup quarterback. They had a great game plan from Malik Willis. Are they going to do that for a second straight week on the road this time? I have my doubts. I would look to the Titans there. And you guys were just talking about Tua going to the backup. Wow. They're a 5-point underdog at Seattle. That is a big move after Thompson knows the offense. You trust the play caller with Miami. So as a big underdog, maybe you want to look over there.
Great stuff, Joe. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Ostrowski, the host of BetQL Daily, 8 to 11 every day on the BetQL Network. Also, he's talking about Colts and Bears. Before Sunday's game, tune in Sunday morning, 9 to noon, for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. Mully, Olin Kreutz, Pat Manley, they will get you set for the game. Then immediately after the Bears game, actually after the Cubs postgame show at approximately 4:30, those three will get instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Wonderverse. All of it right here on The Score and the free Odyssey app. Ruthie Polinsky is in for Mully.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.